I'm here with Sarah Drummond at the end of a very busy Making a Difference for Data day, and I think everyone's going off to the pub now. It's been a really full day, and it's been a really full day for you because you did a speech this morning and just gave a presentation all about My Police and kind of crime and policing data that's out there. And then we did a kind of workshop session this afternoon with you about pretty much the same thing. Now, you've been talking today about kind of police and crime data, but coming at it from a design angle, so making things that people can interact with and use that change, you know, will inform their daily lives rather than just lovely, impressive, big, colossal maps.
Yeah, I mean, I think the importance of today is about talking about open data and getting it out there. The people like Emer Coleman coming along doing a fantastic job saying, let's just get all the data out there. And I'm with that, but I think I'm coming at a different angle from a design perspective. And design for me is really about people and designing experiences. So if you've got this data that, say, for example, police.uk have released, the state are always going to build a big website for the time being. And I think it's good. I really do think it's good. But I want to see how you can take that data and actually apply it back into people's life so that they start to use it and shape the world around them. Shape it in terms of changing policy, changing decisions. Or we used the example of the Oakland crime maps, where you can start to see at night time which streets are more dangerous than others. So you start to choose different ways to walk home, or you choose, you know, where to go and buy your drugs, as we kind of joked about earlier. But it's a real, you know, putting this data out can help and inform people to make different, better and worse decisions. So that's kind of the angle I was coming at, is what can you do with this data that fits it back into people's lives and isn't just a standalone website that you would go to look at a map of statistics.
And what do you think is kind of the answer or kind of might be the way to bring about this innovation? To make that bridge between kind of big website with a map to a little app, say, that tells me how I can get home safe from one place to another, or where I can get a joint. What?
I think you always have to, you come at it from a human perspective, a user perspective, really. Is what needs are you fulfilling? It's not about the tech. The technology is what enables it, but what need are you actually fulfilling? So I was luckily at the Home Office yesterday meeting Rebecca Bradfield and Alex Edwards from the MPIA, and they were involved in the police.uk website, and they've hit this, you know, sticky point where they want to be more transparent and they want to keep developing the website, but they don't really know exactly where to go next, although they have hundreds of ideas. And what bothered me is that citizens are not involved. So my suggestion has been that you take models that we've seen in lots of different places, like Global Service Jam, where people across the world hold their own jams in physical locations and build things around the theme. And it's coming from a design perspective, but it's a really good mix of people. Why don't you use the themes that are coming from Number 10 and say, we've got this data, now go for it? Because what that crowd would do and what designers do is make ideas real and make them tangible. And we could bring developers into that point to say, this is how we would do it. I think having the mix of designers and developers is what's needed, not either or, I think.
So, I mean, you're talking about these kind of large places or these kind of people who are releasing these large sets of data and kind of the big platform they choose, but kind of encouraging, or not only opening it up, but kind of trying to encourage other people kind of coming in and collaborating over what they've released.
Definitely. I think, I mean, what this whole conference really got me thinking about as I was putting the presentation together was that you've got the state doing stuff, like putting things out, putting data out, and then there's a lot of talk about developers just making all these apps up in their bedrooms and at home, and I think that's fantastic and people will do that, but I don't think that's a sustainable way of building.
You can't rely on that, so how do you kind of...
So you have to support. Well, support. I think the state needs to support developers and the designers. There needs to be a collaboration there, and they need to invite them in at a point where they're ready to go on to build something. So going back to police.uk, if they're ready to put some more money into developing new features and new ways for this to go, hold a camp first, get some ideas, and get people, citizens, involved in that as well, so that you're really starting to think about co-creating new ideas for a site that will ultimately be useful to people's lives, as opposed to just adding more functions to a website that people might not actually remember that it's there in 6 months' time when the press has died down. So we went on apps of where's my drugs and how do I get home safe and what was that siren about? I mean, what are the applications? And I'm not just talking about phone applications. Can you deliver this data to someone's television? You know, someone who's a bit like perhaps elderly and has got Sky TV. Can you get channel it through there? So what are all the touch points that you would interact with this data, and what's the value it's going to bring for you? I think that's what needs to be thought about, as opposed to let's just build a big website that showcases data, probably on a map, because
people are obsessed with maps.
Yeah, we are obsessed with maps. Maps, I love maps, but yeah.
They're not the be all and end all. You were saying kind of Police UK that they seem to be more concentrating on functions for that site rather than, say, pushing the open API.
I really respect them, and they know that they're going to push the API, and they are pushing it, but I think they need to push it more.
Okay.
They're fully aware of that, and I think they've actually, at the Home Office, they've actually got their heads screwed on. They really understand this more agile way of working. They've admitted that they put it out without it being perfect, and I think kudos to them, really great. But it was Alex that mentioned that, you know, there is this API out there that has
fantastic vast potential, yeah.
But now we need to support people to discover what that potential is and make it happen.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I'll let you go to the pub now.
Yes, I'm going to the pub.
Okay, cheers. Thanks.